before I plug us into the time period that we're in right now, this can be a very disempowering time period of the year. And there's two ideas that I want to share with you just to empower us to really move into Tisha B'Av with the right frame of mind. One idea is brought down from Rav Dessler and my Rav and my mentor, Rabbi Aryeh Niven, who any of you have heard of course. Iris has worked for him for many years. And he's a very holy Hasidic person with a Talmud of the Pittsburgh Rebbe in Ashdod. So I've been learning with him for the last 3 years. And when he was describing to us the power of a chabura, the power of when a group of people come together. And Rav Dessler was actually commenting on Hanukkah. What was the power that the Maccabees, the Hashmonaim, had that was so intense that to this day, thousands of years later, we're still feeling the ripple effects from their tremendous tshuva that they did? And Rav Dessler says that when a group of women come together and they speak on this, he calls it panim de panim, this deep inner point, that when a group comes together and reaches that inner neshamadik panim de panim point, that tshuva is a group. There's only, I don't know, 10 of us, 12 of us, however many there are, but us as a group, if I can, God willing, bring us to that inner point together, that can have ripple effects for our door, for Doros Doros, I don't know how many Doros, God willing, we won't have to fast in 2 days from now. And so we should feel that not just are you listening to me, you know, give over this talk, but if we can, as a group, as a chabura, come together, that has a tremendous koach. And we need to just plug into that lahatchila. Also, if I speak Hebrewish, is that okay? Everybody? Yeah? I've never been a okay, if there's something you don't understand, tell me. I've never been such a bucky in English grammar. My Hebrew's kacha kacha, but I speak a great Hebrew. So if some you don't understand me, please tell me. The second empowering point I want to just bring up is a conversation that Rav Chaim Vital had with the Arizal, and this is going back several hundred years to the Arya Kodesh. And Rav Chaim Vital was lamenting the state of their door, you know, and this is, again, the Arya Kodesh, that how can we possibly, put a candle to the generations that came before us? Like, what can we possibly do? You know, there's such Yiridus Adoros, there's such a going down of the generations. What's going to be, Rebbe? And the Arizal turned to his Talmud, Reb Chaim Vital, and he said, we're so close to Mashiach. Again, this was, you know, 300 years ago. I'm not clear on the timeline, but however many hundred years ago, we're so close to Mashiach, the Arizal said, that any small gesture, the smallest, teensiest step that we take in the direction of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Arizal comforted him, you have no idea what impact that has in the Olamos. And it gives Hashem so much nachas. So I'd like to think that we're even closer to the Yemos HaMashiach than the Arizal and Rav Chaim Vital were in their generation. So the combination of this chabura coming together, and we're going to see in a moment the unbelievable koach that is in the air right now, and we're at the end of days, and we're at the end of a very important tekufa at the end of days. And please God, that koach that's in the air right now, I'll be able to plug into, and you'll all plug in with me together. So I brought sources with me. Some of them I'll pass out, but for time's sake, like the first couple I'll pass out. If you want to share, look on. I don't know if I have enough. I think I printed like 12 of everything. Towards the end, I might just read it inside. But for those of you who want to follow along with me. So we're now in a time period called Beina Mitzarim, right, which is otherwise known as the 3 weeks. And we all have very, you know, sort of natural feelings that we feel during this time period. I don't know, you know, some of you have little kids at home. I know I do. Our kids are home from Chofesh. It's a bit of a balagan. It's hot. You know, there's no Seder. Like, you know, you can't take a shower. You can't swim. It's a very constricting time. And when we feel constricted, you know, a lot of times that can also be very disempowering. But really, it's important to contrast these, so to speak, natural feelings with what is the real potential that's in the air right now. And the real potential that's in the air right now is there's an unbelievable opportunity right now for closeness to Hashem. In fact, there's a beautiful pasuk in Echa where the in the Lamentations it says Kol rodfeha hisiguha bein hamitzarim. I'll say that again. Kol rodfeha hisiguha bein hamitzarim. So the pasuk pshat is that all her enemies caught her in this narrow strait. Right? All her enemies, all of Klal Yisrael's enemies caught up with her in this narrow strait. But the Kashnitzer Magid says, don't read it like that. Read it as Kol Rod Fe Ka Yud Ke. All who pursue Hashem, all who want to catch, so to speak, Hashem, Hisuguha will catch him Bein HaMitzarim during this time of Bein HaMitzarim. So it's such a beautiful idea. And why is that the case? Because all year round, so to speak, Kivyachal, the king, he's in his palace. He's inaccessible. We can't even describe it. But we say during Bein HaMitzarim, the king, so to speak, he's in Galus with us. Right? He's mamish. Hashem is always right here. But our ability to perceive him and our ability to connect to him, our ability to hisuguha, to catch him, in this time frame is much stronger than any time during the year. I want to just read to you now from a beautiful Kuntres. This, anybody here is a fan of Reb Moshe Weinberger? Heard of Reb Moshe Weinberger? Yeah? So he has a beautiful, beautiful series called Davening During the 3 Weeks, which a lot of this year is based on. You can go to www.rabmosheweinberger.com. It's a beautiful Panemius Torah, and whatever couple days we have left, plug into this series. So he brings a kuntres from Atzi Mer Zilberberg, who was a hidden tzaddik. I don't know how hidden he is anymore. He's coming out of the woodwork. And this is based on a kuntres he wrote, Sichos Hitchaskus. And it's a very, very rough, I mean, again, I've never met the man personally, but Rav Weinberger describes him in very, very strong, high, holy terms. So this first page that I'm bringing you is from his Kuntres. And he gives three essential yesodos of what is the potential that we have during this time period. Excuse me one second. So the first thing we need to point out, this 3 weeks is actually connected. It has the same koach potential as the Yomim HaNoraim. Right? Imagine right now we were on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. We would have a completely different, we'd be in a totally different headspace. Right? So why are we not in that headspace? So again, in everything in Yiddishkeit, can you hear me back there, Malka? It's good? Yeah? Okay. There's a chitzonius and there's a panemius. Okay, so on the chitzonius level, the 3 weeks is a drag. It's a drag. There's all these chitzoni things that we can't do. It's mitzarim, it's constricting, it's narrow. But in a panemius place, the 3 weeks has the same koach, the same kedusha as the yamim noraim. We'll see it inside in a moment. So what that means is that Tisha B'Av really has the potential, has the koach, to be the holiest day of the year. Right? He says it's keneged simchas Torah shmini atzeret. The potential, the panemius potential of Tisha B'Av. I want to just read inside. This talk was given Erev Shabbos Chazon, right? And we just went through Shabbos Chazon. Chazon is named for the Haftorah that we read from Yeshayahu this past Shabbos. And he says, beginning from Shabbos Chazon until Tisha B'Av is where the greatest koach of these 3 weeks exists at its most extent. I'm just going to read inside. If you have, look on with each other, and I'll translate where it's highlighted. V'Shabbos Chazon. Yesh lo et kol hakoach shel apnimiut shel hayamim shelifnei Tisha B'Av. Hapnimiut shel Tisha B'Av. Okay, so from Shabbos Chazon, it has all of the potential of the panemius, of the inner hidden meaning of all the days preceding Tisha B'Av, and the panemiut of Tisha B'Av itself. The Adua Shebesiyum Shelzman Kodesh, and it's known that whenever we come to the conclusion of a holy time, Yesh Hitkarvus Gedola Ma'od, there's tremendous potential for Hitkarvus, for a closeness. The The Yamim Elu Hem Hasiyum Shal HaTkufa HaKadosha Shal Bein HaMitzarim. And these days, from Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, these days in particular, the last 3 days building up to Tisha B'Av itself, right? Hem Hasiyum Shal HaTkufa, these are the concluding days of this holy period, Shal Bein HaMitzarim. The HaKoach, the HaYitkarvus HaGadola Shal Siyum Zman Kodesh, the Nisgav Zeh, Mitorer B'Shabbos Kodesh Zu. Hey, and this tremendous potential that we have is in the air starting from yesterday, from Shabbos, and going forward. So it's in the air and it's extant right now. So the question is, how do we plug into this, right? That's what we're going to try to talk about going forward. The other yisod, that's the first yisod. The second yisod is that at this time of year, right, every moed has its potential that if you tap into, that gives you the kohos for the whole year. Right? So on Pesach, we get the kohos for Chayrus, for freedom. On Shavuos, we get the kohos the whole year to be makabel Torah in the best possible way. What is the koach that we want to plug into at this time of year? So at this time of year, the unique opportunity in the air is Mashiach. The potential, the opportunity, the moed that we're approaching is we want to bring Mashiach. Why? Because Tisha B'Av, we're commemorating the destruction. And when it's rebuilt, when Mashiach comes, God willing soon, that's going to be the greatest moed, the holiest day of the year. So at this time of year, we're given extra koach from Hashem. Rav Zilberberg says that each individual Jew, that we have our own personal, call it spark of Mashiach inside of us, right? We all have this little Mashiach spark, right? And if we can plug into these kohos now, this little Mashiach spark, whatever kohos that we glean at this time period, will last us for the whole year. So that's the potential we want to plug into. He also says when we say at the end of our Shemona Esrei, right, we're davening for Beis HaMikdash, right, and it says, Bimhera V'Yameinu. So what does it mean, Bimhera V'Yameinu? Right, we always say Mashiach should come quickly in our times. So he says, don't just read it, B'Yameinu, in our times, but Biglal Yameinu. Because of our days, because of the way we spend these next 3 days and plugging into the kohos, this Mashiach spark inside of us, Bishvil Yamim, right? Because of for our days, through our days, Mashiach should come. Bizrat Hashem. So that's the second main yisod that he brings out. And again, these kohos, if we can plug into them properly, right, with Siyata Dishmai, and I hope that my words, again, we can do this as a group, as a chabura, these kohos will last us all year long. So now we get to the big question. How do we do it? Right? You can, excuse me 1 second. Going back to what Rav Chaim Vital said with his Rebbe, the Arizal, right? Any small gesture that you make in the direction of Hashem, you get tremendous siyata d'shmaya. So the fact that you're all sitting here, first of all, listening to me, you've done the first step, right? And you even waited for me for half an hour. So already you're opening yourselves up. You're saying, okay, I'm here. I saw this flyer, thanks to Hava, and I'm here. I want to try. So already you've opened yourself up to a large degree. You took that gesture, okay, Hashem, I want to get closer to you. So you already did the first step. But now, what is the avoda? Before we can figure out how to tap into these kohos, we have to know, what is the avoda? What is it I'm meant to be doing during this time of year? So there's a tikkun that has to happen, right? And in order to discuss the tikkun, we have to know what was the root, the shorish of the destruction. When was the first Tisha B'Av? I'll throw it out to you. When was the very first Tisha B'Av?
The desert.
In the desert, right?
The spies.
The spies, right. So what happened? The spies, they go in, they come back. We all know the story. Can't do it. It's too hard. Yeah, I want to share with you, this is just from this past Parsha that we just read, Parshas Devarim. Pass that around. I'm going to read where it's highlighted. So what happens? Moshe in Parshas Devarim, he's going back over with Klal Yisrael, right? He's reviewing with them what happened. And he's saying, you did not wish to ascend, and you rebelled against the word of Hashem your God, and you slandered in your tents and said, and this is where I'm going to read in the Hebrew, V'tergamanu be'ohalehem, v'tamru b'sinat Adonoi otanu hotzienu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Right? Because of Hashem's hatred for us, he took us out of the land of Egypt. Right? What was B'nai Yisrael's chet? Where was the beginning, the very root, the shoresh of the problem of all our problems and all problems from that point forward? Hashem hates me. Hashem has rejected me. Right? And that, I mean, we all know on a personal level, you know, if we all were to really examine carefully whenever we have any kind of problem, whenever we have any kind of chisaron, whatever it is, many times we get to this place of, Hashem, where are you? You've abandoned me. You hate me. Chalila, that we should ever get to that point of feeling that Hashem hates us. But that's what Klal Yisrael said. And it was so powerful that Hashem told Moshe, record this in the Torah. Because you need to fix this. This is the root of everything. So if the fact that, and what happens also when we feel hated, right? I mean, let's just look at it as a parent to a child, as a teacher to a student. When a child feels hated or rejected by a parent, what happens? Yeah? You know, if I tell my son, you know, I yell at my son and then I say, take out the garbage, right? Is he going to, like, with a big smile on his face, go take out the garbage? No. I mean, he'll do it, maybe, but he won't do it besimcha, right? If we want our children, if we want our talmidim to do their job, and again, Hashem wants us to do our job in this world. We each have a chelek, ten chelkeinu b'toratecha. We each have this chelek of Mashiach that we're meant to bring out, and if we don't do our chelek, it's not going to happen. So what's holding us back from doing our chelek? We don't want to do our job. Why don't we want to do our job? Because we don't feel the love. If we felt that Hashem, if we had just an inkling as to how much Hashem loved each and every one of us, then besimcha rabba, we would do our job. We would do whatever we could to get the job done that He created us to do. Right? And the Solomon Rebbe also, he talks about, and Rabbi Niven goes through this in tremendous detail, that each individual has what's called a yeyud. That each one of us in this room, we have a unique light that we're meant to shine out into the world. And nobody else can do that job. No one else has your yeud but you and you and you. You have a unique spark. That's your messianic spark. And if you don't shine that light, it's not going to get shown. So what holds us back from actualizing our yeud, from doing that which Hashem created us to do? It's because we don't feel Hashem's love. So that is, like, so important. Like, we have to learn, how can we plug in, how can we really feel in a real way Ahavas Hashem. That's where I'm going to take this going forward.